Last month, the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge announced it was thinking about temporarily suspending brown bear sport hunting on the refuge until late next spring. Last week, they held two public meetings to see how people felt about the proposal, and on Friday, they made their decision. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
Brown bear hunting on the refuge is done, at least for now. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which oversees the refuge, said the closure is being implemented as a resource protection measure. The feds maintain that the documented levels of human-caused mortality the past few years, especially in 2013 and 2014, are causing too steep a decline in the population. Some of that increased kill rate can be attributed to decisions made by the State Board of Game last year when it voted to expand harvest limits. At the public meeting held in Soldotna, Board Chair Ted Spraker explained some of the reasoning behind that decision.
We hear the phrase all the time that bears have a low reproductive potential, but it seems to me they never finish the sentence. They also have a very high survival rate of cubs and yearlings, and they're long-lived animals. When I worked for the department, I handled several bears that were over 30 years of age and still productive. So bears are very productive, and they're very long-lived animals.
There is a bit of a rift between the opinions at the federal and state levels about A, just exactly how many brown bears are on the Kenai, and B, how successfully that population is maintained. The state feels there are enough brown bears to support the hunting seasons that it's laid out, and that meeting the recently adopted cap of 70 bears a year won't do much to hurt that. But the feds point to the fact that Kenai brown bears are a unique brand of ursine. Not exactly a coastal population, but not really a mainland one either. They say this makes them more susceptible to things like disease and changes in habitat, as the gene pool isn't as deep and can't be added to as easily as other populations. But State Division of Wildlife Conservation Director Doug Vincent Lang isn't buying it.
The federal closure appears more based on management philosophy and ethics than resource conservation and does not fall within the mandates of cooperative management that Congress envisioned when it redesignated the Kenai Refuge. In this and other wildlife-related closures, the service has repeatedly stated that such actions are resource protection measures necessary to ensure consistency with refuge purposes, including the purpose of maintaining natural diversity.
The big problem there, Vincent Lang said, is that term natural diversity. The Fish and Wildlife Service defines it as the number and relative abundance of indigenous species which would occur without human interference. But the state finds that to be too vague, especially here, where what they really want to know is how many bears are needed to maintain that diversity. Because the state's mandate is essentially to give reasonable harvest opportunities when there are enough bears. If the refuge is able to make that kind of decision unilaterally, Vincent Lang wondered, where does it stop?
With brown bears, wolves, moose, hare, grouse, berry picking? I don't believe that it was ever the intent of Congress to allow the federal government to hold such power over fish and wildlife that have long been recognized as state resources, even if they happen to occur in federally administered lands.
So what happens now? The refuge says it will continue to work with the Department of Fish and Game to find a set of metrics they can all agree on to measure the brown bear population, with the hope that they can go to the Board of Game next year with a plan that everyone likes. Refuge biologist John Morton said they would like the focus of any management plan to be on keeping the number of reproductive aged females to a minimum, as that number has grown steadily over the past few years. The temporary closure of the hunt is set to expire on May 31st of 2015. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.